Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
302 with the AM, 602 for you. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I'm broadcasting live from Seattle, Ed, back at the Hub. What's going on, Ed?
Not much. 46 degrees here this morning, yeah. In June.
What is it?
It was 46 degrees when I walked in.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, a little chilly. What's going on? Monday. I don't know.
36 is not chilly. That's cold.
It's cold.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
You're like semi-happy because you get to wear your winter stuff.
Yes, I have a jacket on, so I am happy. Yes, that's a fact.
What kind of jacket are you wearing? Give me the details.
Just a black... Windbreaker from Lululemon, you know. Got on my white Adidas pants. I'm going to the gym today, so I'm in gym clothes. Going right after the show.
Okay. Now let's fill the people in. Let's pull back the curtains. I'm in Seattle. I have this via tie line to come in via the box, but for some reason it's not working. And I don't have the landline cord to plug it into my internet, so I am on the phone because that's better than not posting at all. So that's why if you hear something that doesn't sound quite as crystal clear, that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, you need that 100-foot cord. That I can't believe they didn't give you the cord. Yeah.
I don't have one. And I'm looking right over here. There's a box that it's probably just overlooked. Charlie was on the phone with me for about 40 minutes trying to make it work.
Yeah.
And it just didn't. But nonetheless, we keep it moving. Orioles get a sweep, which means I get the shave.
Oh, that's right. Against one team. And they're not the worst team in the American League anymore.
Well, they never were record-wise.
I know.
But my fear was that they would look like the worst team in the American League if they lost this series. That was my fear. Remember, I didn't want to play this series because I was afraid the worst would happen. But they took care of business. A couple of one-run wins, but I'll take it anywhere I can get it.
Hey, well, if you got Charlie Morton on the bump, you're good. I mean,
I was starting to get it. what happened with that guy?
I don't know. Not just did he play pitch well, he went deep. I mean, he's an innings eater.
I think every pitcher going to the series went deep.
Yeah.
Didn't everybody go at least 6? I think everyone went at least 6. Nonetheless, what'd you do this weekend?
Well, I actually was down in Sarasota. My wedding anniversary, so I flew down for just a quick visit because, you know, you got to go down for that, obviously. So I was in Sarasota. It poured. I heard poured here, too. I'm on literally 48, 40-something planes a year every year, the last couple of years. I've flown my whole life. This is one of the worst flights I've ever had. It was so rough. They had a strap in the flight crew. Some guy get up to pee, and he got yelled at. Like, you can't get up. It's not safe for you. Sit down. So it's like we were strapped in for the entire flight. And I don't care about the bumps because I just went to sleep. But you know what that means? No alcohol service. Nobody coming around to give you drinks. So, yeah. I was not happy. So that's how I started. But I'll tell you what. If anybody ever goes to Sarasota, I'm giving a shameless plug for this restaurant. It may be the nicest restaurant I've been to down there. I've never been there before. This is small world stuff. Like, one of my friends in the police department, the BPD, great guy, my friend Keith, his brother is a chef in a restaurant there. Turns out we're actually neighbors, too. He lives like two blocks from me. So I decided I'm going to check it out because it's got great, you know, reviews around town. It's, you know, it was flippantastic. It was like beautiful build, gorgeous. I love, you know, like settings. The whole atmosphere matters to me. It was from 1899, this building. It served as a bank, a schoolhouse, this, that. Throughout the centuries, it served as different things. And so you have that, an amazing bar with real bartenders who know how to make, you know, craft cocktails, real good. They weren't, you know, these weren't people doing it because they're friends of the owner or they need someone behind the bar. Or they,
right.
You know, these were professional bartenders. And the food was fantastic. I mean, it just was. It was just a great experience, start to finish. So if you're ever in Sarasota, go to Sage, SRQ. I can't, and a lot of people go down there for spring training and the like. So I'm telling you, go check out Sage. It was fantastic. Well, my new
favorite place. Saying something, though.
Huh?
Here's saying something.
Yeah.
If you're saying that it's the best bar, the best place you've been to in Sarasota, that's saying something. The Sarasota has tremendous places to dine.
Absolutely, they do. Yep.
So if this is the best, then that's saying a lot.
Yeah, I mean it. It's my new favorite because I have a lot of favorites. There's a lot of great restaurants. This for me had everything. Great, you know, great environment, great vibe to the place. Beautiful bar. There's a great bartenders, and then of course what you're paying for. The meals are great. So yeah, I recommend it very, very highly.
Well, that's good. Now I spent my Sunday evening literally on a plane the entire evening. When they say it's over 5 hours to get here, I love flying. I just don't like long flights. And to me, anything over 3 hours is a long flight.
That's like a six-hour flight to Seattle.
Yeah, so it was 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, coming back, you get the jet stream, so it's like a half hour quicker, but going out there is tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And I just didn't, man, I downloaded some shows, some TV shows, because I get bored with movies. I do. I get bored with them. There's got to be a movie that really gets me. If you know this, you only hear me going to like the Marvel movies, the Star Wars movies, or the kid movies with my nieces, because those are like an hour and a half. They know kids don't have a long attention span. So you asked me to sit for 5+ hours. So what I did was I downloaded TV shows because they tend to only be like 50 minutes now when you stream them.
Yeah, sure.
So I downloaded Your Friends and Neighbors. I watched the last two episodes of the season of that, which was pretty good. By then, I was a little tired, so I took maybe an hour nap. And I woke back up. There was still 2 hours left.
Yeah.
In the flight. So I just got a bear through. We had good food. They did serve. I had Angel's Envy on the plane. So at almost 5.5 hours of flying, at least it wasn't, you know, it's not tight. It's a nice place.
Did you check out Mobland by any chance?
Who?
Mobland with Tom Hardy?
I'm not.
It's
hit me out. This is my thing on series. Everybody told me how great it is, and I believe you. But I go one series at a time because I start getting confused with what I'm watching.
Yeah, I get it.
Just do one. That's my next one. Having said that, beginning today, I'm going to hit this treadmill, and I'm going to start Mobland.
Yeah, Mobland's good. I'll watch anything with Tom Hardy in it. But it's a great cast. Pierce Brosnan's in it. Tom Hardy, of course, is one of my absolute favorites. The man's amazing. But it's really good. It's just, and I think it's good for people who aren't familiar with stuff like this, like to see that, you know, the characters, the gangsters in this are Irish and English. So just, people just don't get, they're just, you know, they're not all, you know, members of certain ethnic groups in this country or... This is organized crime throughout the world. I mean, obvious Russian organized crime, there's English organized crime, Irish organized crime, and that's what this is. And it's really, really cool. I really like it a lot.
Everyone who I always respect when they tell me about shows, including you, have told me how great this show is. So I know I got to watch. No one, all the people who I respect when they tell me about movies and TV shows have told me about this, and everybody loves it. So I know I'm going to love it. NBA playoffs at 7 o'clock. It'll probably disappear on that time. He don't want to talk about that. But on the other side, O's take care of the weekend. Orioles baseball up next on the thing.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, and the Orioles collect the three-game sweep of the Chicago White Sox.
98 miles per hour. You think he wasn't feeling it?
Three tight games against Chicago, and the Orioles hang on to take all three, and it will mean a nice off day in Seattle tomorrow after the Orioles win three in a row.
The Orioles do win three in a row, and it's a good thing for them to win the three in a row because, you know, if you don't win three in a row just this team, then you're in trouble. That's bottom line, guys. I put yesterday in. We didn't expect for Charlie Morton to get a standing ovation in June 1st. We saw that when we saw in April. Nowhere in the world you expect him to get a standing ovation leaving the field in June, and immediately someone went, "Oh, very great, give him the MVP." It's the sarcasm, yeah. Or the sarcasm of beating the Chicago White Sox. I've often said to you, Ed, you don't apologize for beating bad teams. You apologize for losing the bad team.
No,
but
yeah.
By definition, the Orioles going into the series were only one game better than the Chicago White Sox.
Absolutely. I mean, Ed had a worse run differential by far. So, I mean, they needed this because they definitely it's not just the record. The run differential matters to me because that means you're not even in these games. So I think it's great that there's a couple of things to take away from this that I thought were really important. I mean, they're close games. That's fine, which is fine with me. But you look at what guys did, the pitching particularly. I mean, we'll get to the offense in a minute. You know, Eflin goes 7 innings. Kramer goes 6. Charlie Morton goes 6 2/3. That's really good. That's kind of unheard of for anybody right now. I mean, you don't see rotations do that. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Going 7, you know, and giving up no earned runs in 7 innings, you know, for Eflin. Can I stop all the negative chat? I don't care who you're playing. You know, I don't want to hear, oh, it's the Whites. It's a professional baseball team. Stop it. They're the same quality as the Orioles at that point. So I'm just really encouraged by the fact that we had some good pitching outings, you know, when the staff has been decimated. And, you know, you're kind of getting humiliated here and there with, you know, giving up 18 runs, 9 runs, and things like that to come out with these three strong starts in a row.
You know what humiliation would have been? If you lost 3-2 to the White Sox and 5-2, and
yeah,
I mean that's humiliation. You lose 3 in a row. But you know, I want to let's not forget the elephant in the room. I mean, this kid Jackson Holliday is starting up as a ball carrier, man. He has a 7.59 OPS. Now he did not look very good in the field on that ground ball or under his glove. You got to work on that. You don't have to backhand that ball. But overall, what he's done. In May and now yesterday, the first day of June, getting going 1-for-4, scoring a run. batting 269 on the year, he is, in my opinion, a lot further now than I thought he'd be.
Yeah, I'm very happy to see it too. I was talking about this yesterday with my friend Michael. I'm just happy to see what's going on now, because I wasn't so sure, you know, at the beginning of the season how it was going to look, but now it's okay. Honestly, now it's okay. We're fine.
Because we all said, and a lot of experts said, this may be his 240 season. You can't expect him to bat 270, 280 this year after what you saw last year. And I know we're far from over. You know, I said this last week. You have 4 full months left in the season. There's a lot of baseball to be played. But he's around 270 right now. Yeah, and beyond 270, he looks like he has presence. He looks like he knows what he's doing.
That's the biggest
thing. When
difference.
You go from what we saw last year to now, Ed, my goodness. I mean, it's I don't even know who this kid is. I mean, that in a positive way.
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. It's not just the numbers, which are important, of course. Obviously, they're important. You know, 269 at the plate, and, you know, from a guy that looked like he was just overmatched last year and just didn't look comfortable, couldn't produce. Everyone was talking about, oh, did they make a mistake? Is this not what we thought? And now it's like, nah, he belongs here. I mean, he positively belongs here. Because you got, you know, you look through the lineup, you got a lot of veterans who aren't doing all that well right now. So, I mean, that's not the problem. That's not the case here. It's just not the case.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Bought him his Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Arias with two more hits yesterday. He's
keeps
up to right under 280,
yeah.
279. He's solid, man.
He keeps doing it. Keeps doing it. Two hits, an RBI. And this is not a small sample size. I mean, he's been doing this the whole season. He's batting 279, around 333 on base percentage. Yeah. Yeah. And O'Hearn, again, I mean, he didn't produce much. He's had an RBI, though. He had a walk. But 329 batting average, 416 on base percentage. And you look at him, and of course, some of these guys are finally coming around. Still waiting for Gunner to become Gunner.
Gunner had two hits yesterday. He's up to 260, right? 259 right now.
Yeah.
But what I'm a little bit upset about, though, is it looked like Ryan Mountcastle was starting to turn it around. He had 7 hits, I think, in 3 games.
Yeah.
Up to mid-240s. You know, if you look at where he came from, that's pretty good. It looked like he was starting to really turn it around, and he pulled his hammy on that double steal at the plate. I really would have loved to see where he was going from this point on, because I think he's one of those guys. I was hoping that once he started making good contact, getting on base, getting confidence, then the power would come. Because I'm very concerned about his power numbers. 2 home runs right now. He hadn't hit one. I don't think he had one all of May. So I was concerned about his power numbers, because Ryan Mountcastle isn't a slap hitter. He's not a single, he's a double hitter.
No, definitely not.
He's a home runner.
It's a first baseman.
He's a home
That's
runner.
What you expect.
Yeah.
You expect power from the corners.
He's not playing first. He's DH.
Right.
You know? So I'm concerned about his power numbers. I thought he was really starting to turn it around. Kobe Mayo picks up his first career RBI as well. That was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in looking at the power, Cedric still has the home run lead with 10. But the fact that Hollett has 7 makes me happy. It just does. It's, I don't know. This was a good weekend for us. I don't know how much it changes the fortunes of the season, but it's certainly nice to, you know, see him come away with a sweep, have an off day today, and now, you know, start fresh out west against the Mariners.
Corbin Burns exited Sunday's game, said his elbow was dead. We'll talk about that at 6:45. But on the other side, some of the players are saying they feel a little looser in the clubhouse. What? Should we wait and say if everything is better in Birdland? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
It's tough because it's trying to find some momentum, trying to find some semblance of our identity, and trying to figure out the cadence of just where we are day to day, the vibes of the clubhouse. So, and sometimes it just takes a little while to get there.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. you know, it's funny, and I'm like, why are people texting me at 3:30 in the morning? I realize where they are at 6:30 in the morning. I'm going to be thrown off a little while, all week long with this.
Yeah, your big window's open. The sun's out.
My big window's open.
It is. The big window's open.
You got away with words there, Norris. You got away with words. were you surprised that you had that yesterday about the vibe and the energy in the clubhouse?
Yes, I'm surprised. I guess I was a little bit. I was happy for sure because I think that's when I'm convinced more than anything the biggest problem this season has been between the ears with these guys. They didn't forget how to play baseball, so it's something else. And I think that's the biggest thing that I was concerned about was the vibe in the clubhouse, the mental, the headspace of the players. That seemed to be what was really the problem, and I still think I'm right about that. And to hear that the vibe is better and the mood is better, that makes all the difference in the world, man.
Can I give you something, food for thought, that kind of validates what you just said?
Yep.
So yesterday, Gunnar Henderson got out. He made the last out. He took his helmet off and he wanted to slam it, but then he just held it and he flipped it down. Now, Jorge Mateo was playing the outfield. Normally, when the last out is made by an infielder, another infielder gets the glove and the hat. Last out was made by an outfielder, another outfielder, and so on and so on.
Mm-hmm.
But Jorge screamed something out at Gunnar. It was odd because he screamed in Spanish, but he was talking to Gunnar. And Gunnar kept walking, and he was really in his head. Jorge got his gloves and his hat. And normally they flip it to him as they're running past him. So Gunnar had his hand out like he was waiting for Jorge to flip it to him. Mateo walked to him and talked to him in the infield dirt before he ran out to the outfield.
Yeah.
And I go back to the whole thing that I told you about a couple of years ago with Anthony Santander, the game of the plate, and one of his teammates gave him the tablet and said, look, watch the tablet. Mm-hmm. It was that moment where Jorge showed some veteran experience. He showed some I've been there before experience and trying to calm Gunnar down because the truth be told, there are 4 full months left of the season.
Yes.
And it's just great to be have that vantage point to be right down there by the dugout to these guys' interaction because, you know, you saw the calming influence. And Gunnar kind of shook his head, looked at him, shook his head, went to shortstop, started taking practice on ground balls.
Yep.
But you saw that moment right there where Jorge was trying to get Gunnar out of his head because you got another at bat. It was only like the 6th inning, I believe. He got another at bat. Let's go. And I love to see that because he got him out of his head.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's vitally important because, I mean, sports in general, I mean, pick a sport and tell me where, you know, your mental attitude doesn't matter. I mean, it's especially things that are, not that football's not hard, but football is like an emotional game and it plays a lot with, you know, just instant reaction. Like games like baseball and golf and things that require, you know, you to really, even free throw shooting and basketball. When the pressure's on and you're kind of solitary and stationary, like you're at the plate or you're over standing over a, you know, a golf ball on the tee box, your head matters, man. Your mind matters.
You don't think it was October? You don't think it was October and they call it a 2-point play and they're going after Mark Andrews that he doesn't have to battle his head as much as he had to battle the defenders?
Yeah, sure.
It matters, man. Yeah. It matters.
Yeah.
And he's going to battle his head on catching that 2-point conversion more so than the defender.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think the psychology of sports sometimes equals the physical battle of sports, man. You're your own worst enemy.
That's why the Braves hired Jack Llewellyn. They had a, you know, a head coach basically. He was the guy I'm sorry. Yeah, well, all of them. He handled that pitching staff that was, you know, one of the best in history probably, and but he was the guy. He was the guy that actually talked these guys into greatness. It was a fascinating book about that, where somebody gave me when I became police commissioner, talked about, you know, leading people and getting them to believe in themselves, and that's what, you know, this guy did for the Braves. It absolutely positively matters.
He was a star back in 1991. I don't know if you remember the World Series between the Braves and the Twins when John Smoltz was on the mound. I believe John Smoltz may have been his first client on that team. And every time John Smoltz had some success, the camera would flash to him, and they would talk about, you know, the relationship and how he helped turn Smoltz's career around, doing exactly what you just said, just believing in yourself.
Yeah.
But you know, the clubhouse and what it is right now, I don't know if I would say right now all things are better in Birdland. I want to see what happens on this road trip.
Yeah.
Go 500 or better, it matters.
Yeah, I'm not going to, you know, you sweep the worst team in the American League and we're going to, you know, say, oh, yay, it's all finished now, we're good. And it's not, no, we're not. But I'd like to see how this goes, you know, and let it play out and see what comes up in this series now. Because you're playing a division leader and a team that's better than people expected. So, you know, you're playing two good baseball teams away on you know, the longest road trip of the season, distance-wise. I just want to see how they do. And just so people know, if you're interested in this stuff, Jack Llewellyn's books, I just happened to bring them up, of course. Coming in First was the one I was thinking of. 12 Keys Being a Winner Every Day. And there's one that's great for kids. It says, What Parents, Coaches, and Kids Need to Know About Youth Baseball. Another one I read. These are really, it's interesting stuff, man. Dr. Jack Llewellyn is the author. I think you should check him out if you're interested in this stuff, if you're a coach or an athlete. Just check him out. They were a great read.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. A little bit later on the show, Ryan Ripken, Ripping It With Ryan, host. It will be on the show at 7:45 with Steve Alessi, all the talks of baseball as well. We've got some NBA playoff talk for you at 7 o'clock, too. But Orioles get to sweep this weekend at home versus the Chicago White Sox. And that Chicago White Sox team, they have some young guys, man. If they could add to those guys, get those guys grow up this year and add to them, they could be pretty decent moving forward. Hey, they're not horrible. They just need some other pieces, I think. The veterans that they have around those guys aren't that great. I think the youngsters are promising, but they don't have any solid veterans. Ben Attendee maybe is the closest thing that they have. But I really like their pitching staff. Keep in mind, the Orioles won 3 pitchers.
Yes, they did.
They didn't. They won 3 pitchers, though. The Chicago White Sox starters pitched well enough to win each game. It's just the Orioles outdoed them and outperformed them. Their starters outperformed them. That's what this series was. They have a really good pitch in Chicago, though.
Yeah, and they got the Pope, so they have an unfair advantage. So, I mean, you never know what's going to happen in the future. Pope Leo's an avid White Sox fan, so we'll see how they end up turning out. But I'm with you. They're a good pitching staff. I'm glad the Orioles actually went pitchers duels. I was really pleased to see that they had, you know, all 3 starters go deep into the game and win close games.
Straight quality starts.
Straight quality starts. You know, and you beat the team. You beat a team you should beat. And then he swept them, too. They just take the series. So it was a nice, impressive 3 wins.
Speaking of pitching, man. Corbin Burns exited Sunday's game saying his elbow was dead. Some folks are saying that the Orioles made the right decision. I disagree. I don't think the decision was the Orioles. Thought it was Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, just trying to kind of really start to get tight on me. Obviously saw the velo starting to drop and the movement of the pitches was not where we wanted to be. So we kind of got in the point there in the fifth inning that tried two or three times to put away Abrams and just couldn't do it. And just got to the point where the tightness was just too much that waved him out and didn't feel like we needed to push any farther. So hopefully we caught early. Hopefully it's not bad. But we'll see.
That's Corbin Burnes after his early exit yesterday for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Now, some Orioles fans are saying the Orioles made the right decision. Maybe they did. Maybe Michael Elias is smarter than you. And the Orioles, if this indeed happens to be something serious for Corbin Burnes, yeah, the Orioles dodged the bullet. So did other teams. But if you recall, this wasn't the Orioles' decision because Corbin Burnes said they offered him a contract. So if this is something big or something major, then I think we can say the Orioles got lucky. But they didn't make any decisions in this other than to offer him a contract that he, in fact, turned down because he wanted to go back out west.
This had nothing to do with the Orioles. I
mean, yes.
First of all, it was his decision. I mean, they're human beings. People forget. You know, they aren't just – they don't live in one big player hotel. You know, and they have families. They have children. They have lives and parents, and they want to be close to them. He's from Arizona. He went to the team that plays in Arizona. Oh, where's spring training? Arizona. He made it clear that's where he wanted to be, and the Orioles made him a deal. And second of all, do you think we predicted Elias knew he was going to get injured? Come on, it's so preposterous. It's like it's so ridiculous. And you know, he may not have gotten injured here. He may have gotten injured earlier. It's just none of this is real. I mean, the one I'd point to is Santander. He's still struggling out in Toronto. He's only batting 179.
And maybe that was the right decision because, evidently, whatever offer, if they gave him an offer, it wasn't nearly as much as Toronto because, you know, he went to the highest offer. He didn't have a specific landing spot he wanted to go to. He wanted to get paid.
Yeah.
This Burnes thing, man, this has nothing to do with the decision that the Orioles made or anything like that. You know, if something, and I'm hoping that it isn't. Almost feel like some are hoping it is something major so they can say, No, I'm hoping this is nothing. He's out for a couple of starts and comes back. I like Corbin Burnes. Yeah. Oh, by the way, the ERA is only 2.662. I like Corbin Burnes. I don't want the guy to be injured and have to have Tommy John surgery or anything like that just to make the Orioles look right. Flip side is, yesterday Charlie Morton went out on the mound and he battled 6 2/3 innings, took care of business. Is the Morton signing, in your opinion, starting to look a little bit better?
Well, the obvious answer is yeah. I mean, if this is what we're going to get, sure. It'll still take a little more. He has looked good of late. This one was a very good outing. But it's a bad baseball team, I'm going to say it. And, we shall see. I mean, he's here. So I hope it's a good signing. I hope he does exactly what we thought he was going to. We never thought he was going to be a top of the rotation starter. He wasn't going to lead this pitching staff, but we did expect starts like this, where you get a quality start, you get a win, and that's all that matters. And and Sagano's carried most of the weight for this team. So yeah, if Morton can come around and Eflin is back to where he should be, he looked pretty damn good. Things are looking better.
Things are looking much better, man. I said it before. There have been pitchers on this team who have shown signs to get better. I want to get to the point where we can say the same thing about the hitters. I do. Because I want the hitters to get better. I think John Mabry is here for a little bit more than just to be a consultant. John Mabry, to me, is Dean Pease. When the defense didn't go well under the defensive coordinator, he went in, you got a guy who's experienced to do it. That, to me, is John Mabry. John Mabry is an experienced hitting coach. He's the guy to come in and kind of help out the guy who's doing it. To me, he's your Dean Pease.
Well, he might very well be, yeah. I mean, he may be, and it's good on them if that's the case. because it's been a very painful season for fans and players alike. I mean, it sucks going to work every day and losing and having everyone talk about you negatively. So, yeah, I'm real happy if that's the case. And maybe that is. You bring this guy in and all of a sudden things look a little better. And even if not, it gives people the idea that it was. And perception is reality. So maybe that does matter. I'm happy about it anyway.
So you're saying, what people do you give that to? You give that to the players? Give them a perception that this is what this is? Or the fans?
The fans.
Okay.
The fans. I think the players would know if he's really helping somebody, helping people. But the fans, for sure. Because I just think, there's so much criticism aimed at Elias right now. I'm not buying it. It's like, I can't blame him or Hyde. Hyde made some questions, things that made me question what he was doing. Some of the lineups I didn't understand, the constant movement of people, all that stuff. However, the guys weren't playing baseball very well. And, he said in that closed door meeting with the team, there's too many first round picks in this team to suck this badly. You don't go through your whole baseball career from Little League to high school to college or the minors or both, and then you get to the major leagues and all of a sudden you stink on ice. That doesn't make sense. I mean, they're not the ones up at the plate. They're not the ones making bad decisions in the field. They're not the ones who are making base running errors. It's the players. So, I just feel some of this criticism is so unfairly leveled at the upper management in this team that. When they make a decision like this and it works out, it makes me happy. Say, all right, it'll quiet the critics for a minute.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Bottomless Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I know you're right about that, Ed, but the pushback to that would be, and they're the ones that drafted these guys. And that's what the criticism is. I'm with you. I think the criticism is way too much. I do. And I think the criticism is way too early as well. And I know time is running out and you want things to be done now, but I think there's a lot of blame to be thrown around with this baseball team, not just the upper management.
Yeah, for sure. That's kind of what I'm trying to say. It's like you can't blame one person. One person is responsible. That's a fact. I mean, that absolutely. I mean, I know my firsthand, when you're in charge of an organization, you're responsible for everything, period. So that's that. But you can't blame people for physical shortcomings of the people doing their job actually every day on the field. And it's just like, I just get very angry when people do that because it's so, to me, it's just unfair, misguided criticism where, I mean, it's going to be responsible. And if the team sucks or continues to do so, I mean, by the end of the year, there's probably going to be heads rolling here. But it doesn't mean it's fair. It's just the way it is. I mean, you know how business goes. It's just going to go. I mean, someone's got to be responsible, and whoever's in charge is responsible for everything, the entire construction of the team. And that's Elias' title, really. He's the head of baseball operations. So, yeah, he will be responsible. Yeah. But, I mean, you look at guys, and in baseball, I think is tougher to judge when you're drafting than any other sport. I mean, when you're drafting college basketball players, you have a good idea. I mean, I'm sure you could look at any year and go, he's going to make a good pro. He's going to be a really good pro. Same in football. Pretty much you know. Sometimes you don't. But, I mean, with the Broncos, did they fumble on Tim Tebow? Tebow's been maybe the best college football player I've ever seen. Didn't make it a good pro. I don't know. How do you not know? I mean, people do this for a living. They're usually pretty on target. And those two sports you're almost always good at. I mean, the draft eye is pretty spot on with football and basketball players. Baseball's very hard. And I just don't believe that all of them, after having good, debuts, just forgot how to play baseball. I'm sorry.
And one more connection with John Mabry. Mm-hmm. He was Matt Holliday's hitting coach, too.
Oh, cool.
So that's one more connection to him. Commissions Baltimore at 7:15, but on the other side, NBA playoffs. Ed, you sure you want to do this segment?
Yes, I'll do it.
All right. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett, and you're invited to The Takeout. No reservations required. Every weeknight, our podcast serves up a balanced menu of politics, policy, and pop culture. The day's happenings with curiosity, informality, and humor. Serious discussion, but we don't take ourselves too seriously. Follow and listen to The Takeout with me, Major Garrett, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.